At first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging, until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Mac Crowley is back out to work for Green Bay as he has been nails through the first three innings. Trying to keep things rolling along, he will take on the Raptors 5, 6, and 7 batters in the order. That's Landon Gass, Lachlan Maud, and Harrison Garrett due up in the top of the fourth. Mac Crowley, through the first three innings, has allowed just one hit and no runs while striking out four. Struck out the side back in the third inning and trying to keep that momentum after did walk and allow a single, but outside of that, not too much going. Swing and a miss from Landon Gass. Strike number one in an 0-1 count. Gass, right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup with Crowley on the mound. 0-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. It's taken outside for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count, and Gass this season entered this game batting 308 on the year. Has a couple of home runs as well and fouls this one back and took an odd hit off the bat there as it goes into the netting. 1-2 the count. It really seemed like Gass had timed it up well, but just didn't quite get a piece on the ball like he was hoping for. 1-2 count taken upstairs for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. Gass from UC Irvine got a 926 OPS this season. 2-2 the count on the way home, and that one misses high and tight, and Gass backs out of the way of it. 3-2 the count to the leadoff man in the fourth inning. Gass trying to get the Raptors offense started off right. 3-2 count. Misses high, and that's ball number four. It's the third time this game the Raptors have had their leadoff man reach safely, but they have yet to drive him around to score. That's what we're looking at right now. The Raptors just struggling to send those runners on home. Back in the first inning, Clayton walked and stole second. He also ended up on third base in the third inning. Those are the two leadoff batters that have reached. Only Gass and Clayton have batted leadoff this game through the four innings, and all throughout the four plate appearances, they have three walks. 1-0 the count to Lachlan Maud, and he takes this one for a ball. Now 2-0 the count. After walking Landon Gass, Colin Helms will call time and go out to the mound to have a chat with Crowley, and understandably so, because Crowley has been so good at finding the zone, really the edge of the zone especially, and that's what's made him so dominant early on in this game, but hasn't quite been able to do that in this fourth inning. And there will come a point in time where he's no longer able to find that location. Entered this inning over 50 pitches. He's now up to 59 on the game. Pitch number 60 will be coming up next. And this is where you start to watch that pitch count a little more closely. Tristan Crusenberry has 60 pitches over his three innings, but he's gone over 80 a couple of times, and Maud fouls the 2-0 count back to bring it 2-1. So I full-heartedly expect Crusenberry to be back out for the fourth inning, especially after back-to-back shutout frames. The question will be whether or not he comes back out for the fifth. Crowley trying to work through the fourth inning, though, on a pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Gaz doesn't go anywhere. He slides headfirst back into the bag. Called safe by the first base umpire. Still a 2-1 count to Maud. And Maud holds off on a pitch that misses away for ball number three. 3-1 the count. Maud, the right-handed hitting first baseman. Righty-righty matchup. You do have to watch for Gaz, but he's not too aggressive of a runner, and Helms was ready to throw down to second base, but instead the pitch is called for a ball. Or is it called for a strike? So they call that last pitch a strike. It's now a 3-2 count. Okay. So umpire changes the call of the last one and says, all right, that's called a strike. 3-2 count now to Maud, and he swings and misses at strike number three. Well, interesting there, to say the least. I won't go on too much about it, but I will say the Rafters have not had the favorable calls from umpires over the past couple of games. Harrison Garrett now up to the plate. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch on the way gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. Now, nonetheless, that has not been reason to blame for the losses that the Rafters have been taking. 0-1 the count with the runner on first base and one away. Check swing, did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike number two. 0-2 the count to Garrett, and Garrett up for the second time in his Rafters career. He was hit by a pitch back in his first plate appearance in the second inning. Has an 0-2 count now with Gaz still on first base. And the pitch from Crowley, swing and a miss. That's strike number three, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for him. His last five outs have all been due to the K. Wow. Trying to strike out the side here. Crowley just needs one more. And he could strike out the side in back-to-back innings. Mananaka will hope to avoid that fate, however. Runner on first base with two away in the top of the fourth. Still 2-0 the lead for the Green Bay Rockers. First pitch coming home. It hits the upper part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Akko, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Luke Skinner on deck if it gets there, and a grounder over to the right side. It's picked up at first base. A race over to the bag, and it will be three unassisted for out number three. So the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base as we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Tristan Krusenberry, as expected, is back out on the mound for the Rafters. The right-hander hasn't allowed a run in two innings, and the first pitch is sent into center field to Royce Clayton Jr. Aiden Cooney retired on the first pitch that he saw. F8 in the books, and it brings up Zage Lancaster with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Still a 2-0 lead for Green Bay, and the right-hander Lancaster into the batter's box. It's a righty-righty matchup with Krusenberry on the mound, and the first pitch gets a swing and a miss from Lancaster for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Lancaster, right-handed hitting shortstop. He is 0-1 in the game after lining out to Hayden Carlson back in the second, and Krusenberry misses the 0-1 count in the turf for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. McLean Helton is on deck and just ran over to pick up the ball and gets a big swing and a miss from Lancaster. That pitch nowhere near the strike zone, but Lancaster swinging anyways. 1-2 the count. Lancaster from the University of Hawaii, 6'1", 175, and 1-2 count is hit high in the air out towards right field. Running up on it now is Skinner, and he makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the fourth inning, and Krusenberry continues to look good. Bat dog Cooper out here for the Green Bay Rockers, and I always like to mention the bat dogs. I waited a little bit longer this time to mention the bat dog because I wanted to enjoy it all to myself. I love dogs. I tell you what. Bases are empty with two away, but always fun whenever you got the bat dog going. And Krusenberry misses the first pitch inside for ball number one. McLean Helton, the left-handed hitting center fielder, up at the plate. Lefty-righty matchup with Krusenberry on the mound. 1-0 the count on the way home. And this pitch called for a strike on the upper part of the zone. Evens it up 1-1. The Green Bay Rockers certainly lean into that rock theme. 1-1 the count, grounded towards first, but just foul. Maude was there in case it stayed fair. But now a 1-2 count. Krusenberry still just one strikeout away from tying his season high. Through 3 2/3 innings, he's allowed just the two runs. His pitch count been able to keep it lower over the last couple innings. 1-2 count, taken in the turf for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. Here in the fourth inning, he'll be throwing pitch number 10 coming up next. He threw 30 pitches in the first inning, 10 pitches in the second, and 20 pitches last inning. Pitch number 10 of the fourth is taken low, and the check swing, he didn't go around. So now a full count to the nine-hole hitter. Krusenberry trying to send it to the fifth. Still a 2-0 game, but a full count here could change it. Pitch from Krusenberry misses the zone low, and ball number four sends Helton to first base. Brings up Stefan DiCorrado with one on and two outs in the bottom of the fourth. DiCorrado 0-2 in the game, surprisingly. He has been incredible throughout the early part of his season so far. Entered this game batting 414. mean, it is limited plate appearances. Runner taking off from first. Breaking ball is in there for a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. It's a stolen base for Helton, but an 0-1 count to D. Corrado. D. Corrado, left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup now with a runner on second and two away in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch from Krusenberry is a little bit outside for ball number one, and now back even at a 1-1 count. On deck, J.P. Peltier, if it gets to him. But with two outs, Krusenberry needs to just retire D. Corrado, and the 1-1 count misses upstairs for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. D. Corrado yet to hit a home run, which is rather surprising considering he's a left-handed hitter that plays for Green Bay. How close to that right field wall is. Runner taking off from second. Krusenberry steps off, throws back to second, and not in time. Krusenberry tried the pickoff move. Helton was kind of caught in between third and second, and Krusenberry saw him, but had to make sure he made the pickoff move correctly before making the throw, which made it be slow, and this one misses in the dirt for ball number three, and the runner takes off for third base. It got away from Maud, and that one a wild pitch that puts a runner on third base and a 3-1 count to D. Corrado with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Still a 2-0 game. Krusenberry looks to third. Now brings the pitch home. It's a grounder over towards first. Maud keeps it fair and steps on the bag himself for out number three. And that takes us into the fifth. In the fourth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and just the one left on base. And Krusenberry has allowed just two hits through four innings. He's looked great today and looking to continue that. But the Rafters hoping to get the offense going. When we return, it'll be the fifth. It's 2-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Hope that you guys are having a good afternoon back at home or wherever you're listening to Rafters baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us today as the Rafters trail 2-0, but still staying close into this game thanks to Tristan Krusenberry's last three shutout innings. He did allow two in the first, but since then he's been great. Luke Skinner leads off the fifth for the Rafters and swings and fouls the first pitch he sees back into the netting to bring it 0-1. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting right fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Matt Crowley back out for the Rockers. 0-1 count coming home, and Skinner gets in on the hands. It's out towards shallow center field, and the shortstop, misjudging it, adjusts and makes the play, falling to the ground. Nice snag by Zage Lancaster, and that is out number one. One up, one down, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with One away, and the base is empty here in the top of the fifth. The Rafters looking to get back in the win column, but needing to come back from down two. The two runs all came on a two-run shot from Joe Minella back in the first inning. Well, it's the fifth inning now, and as I've liked to do, we're going to do our mailbag as Clayton sends one into right field, and that gets down for a hit. Royce Clayton Jr., he stays hot this game, man. He has been loving that leadoff spot. Moved up to the leadoff spot for today's game, really only, but he's now 1-for-1 with two walks and a single. So Clayton gets himself onto first base, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic with one on and one out in the top of the fifth. Arusovic represents the tying run and a left-handed batter. He does not have a home run this season, but would have an easier time doing so here at Green Bay. First pitch is in there for a strike. I mentioned it. The mailbag coming up. We started this segment just a couple games ago, and the email, raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. If you'd like your questions to be answered, feel free to send them in. I'll be answering them throughout the fifth inning. We have a couple more questions in here from yesterday I didn't get the chance to answer. We'll continue on with those in a bit. 0-1 count gets Arusovic all mixed up, and he swings and misses for strike number two. Arusovic 1-for-2 on the game. He had the first hit of the game for the Rafters. Clayton, the last plate appearance, had the second. Those are the only two hits of the game for the Rafters. 0-2 the count to Arusovic, and Crowley looking to continue his dominance. Clayton still on first, and the 0-2 count misses away for ball number one. A 1-2 count. Arusovic trying to get things run along. Singled back in the third, and he flew out in the first inning. 1-2 the count, taken away for ball number two. Now it's back even with a 2-2 count. Back when he flew out to center field in the first, Arusovic did so on the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. So both of his at-bats have been pretty good. Clayton still on first base in a breaking ball. Another tough one to hold off on. Arusovic just spits on it, and now a 3-2 count. Runner still on first. Clayton, he might not have to try and take off if Arusovic can get on anyway, but Clayton will try and steal anyways, but the pitch missed inside for ball number four, and that sends Arusovic to first, Clayton to second, and the Rafters once again have two on with only one out. They had this same situation back in the third inning, and Royce Clayton Jr. ended up on third and Arusovic on second, but Beauchesne had struck out swinging. Runner taking off from second, and here it's hit towards the middle into right center field. That gets down. Clayton is rounding for third. He's on the way home. It's 2-1 in the fifth inning. Rafters score their first run of the game, and they are on the board with an RBI single from Jake Beauchesne. Kareem Arusovic 90 feet away from tying this game up as well. And a sacrifice in order. The Rafters looking to make the comeback here, but they are going to have to wait as Mac Crowley will exit the game after his performance tonight. Crowley ends up going 4 1/3 innings. He is not eligible for the win, and a new pitcher coming in for the Rockers will take over for Crowley. Well, like we did yesterday, we had a little bit of time as there was a mid-inning pitching change yesterday, and today, well, we've got some time, so let's go ahead and answer those mailbag questions that we had. Anything that you guys would like to have answered by me on the radio broadcasts can be really about anything. Feel free to email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. Like I said, some questions from yesterday that I didn't get to answer. And I'll answer this question first. What is your favorite thing about Wisconsin Rapids? Ooh, That is a good question. There's a lot of great things about Wisconsin Rapids, but I'm going to have to go with my host family. I have had a great time hanging out with my host family this year, so a big shout-out to Ryan Shenefield and Tara Nix for hosting me this summer. Some great people, and really not just them, but everyone in Wisconsin Rapids. Always so nice to get to work with, so a big thank you to all of you guys. If you happen to have ran into me at any point this season, big thank you to you guys for helping make my experience so good here in Wisconsin Rapids. Following that up, the next question: if you could eat only one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Pizza. That's pretty easy for me. I'm a big pizza fan. Okay, let's go to the next one. Not that you have many of these, but what is your favorite way to spend an off day? Well, you're right about that. That's another great question to get to answer. And best way to spend an off day, just got to say going to a coffee shop. And I tell you what, that's another great thing about Wisconsin Rapids. One of the coffee shops that I've really enjoyed is Out of the Box Coffee. Spent a couple of days there and just kind of relaxing and working. I love to spend some time there. So that would probably be my favorite way. And I also did, of course, go to the theater in Wisconsin Rapids, Rogers Cinema, a couple of days ago during the All-Star break. And always love getting to catch a movie here and there. So that's our mailbag questions right now. If you have any other questions for me, feel free to send it in as we get back to work. In the first pitch, it's going to be Beauchesne taking off from first. He ends up on second base and a stolen bag for him. And the pitch missing for a ball. It's a 1-0 count to Hayden Carlson. Rafters still down on the scoreboard 2-1, but a chance to tie it and take the lead with a single. 1-0 count is fouled away by Carlson. Now a 1-1 count. The new pitcher into the game for the Rockers is Koshiro Ono. And Ono, an all-star for Green Bay. He has been so impressive this year, and you can see why. The movement on that breaking ball right there, just going straight horizontal and back into the zone. 1-2 the count, and impossible to hit that kind of a pitch. 1-2 the count to Carlson. Put something into play, and you get to drive that runner from third home, and it's hit over to third base. Picked up, not going to have enough time to throw home. Soft throw to first, takes him off the bag, and the tag is applied as Carlson dove head first in the bag, tried to avoid it, and with that, Carlson still on the ground, trying to avoid it. Seems like he landed wrong on his arm, and hopefully he is okay, but the trainer is going to have to come out here and check on him. Because Carlson is down at first base. Gets an RBI on the grounder as it goes 5-3 on the putout. And Jake Beauchesne stays at second base, but Kareem Arusevic did come home to score. It's a 2-2 ball game. And Carlson kind of picking up that left hand in pain and showing it to the trainer. You just got to hope that he's all right because Carlson has been such a huge piece, not just because of how good of a baseball player but he is. I mean, he's a great person, a huge locker room presence to have in there, always having a good time and trying to brighten the mood of things and really willing to talk anytime you want to go up to him. And seen him be great with the fans as well. And, of course, having a kind of a breakout season here in Wisconsin Rapids and flexing that left hand right now, hoping that he's all right down there. Either way, Carlson will eventually head back to the dugout. He was called out at first base, nearly avoided the tag, not able to get the call, however. So Carlson back to the dugout. Runner on second base. There are two outs in the top of the fifth inning. We are tied 2-2. Koshiro Ono not able to keep this a Rockers lead, so he is on the line for the, well, he would be in line for the loss if this next run comes home to score, even though it's an inherited runner. Landon Gaz now up to the plate. And Gaz, if he gets a single to the outfield somewhere, more than likely gets to drive in Jake Beauchesne. He's a quick runner, stole second earlier, could steal third. He's got the speed to do it. First pitch on the way to Gaz, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. So on second base, Jake Beauchesne, and that's it for the Rafters with two outs in the top of the fifth. Ono looks back to second. Bionia covering the bag, brings it home, and can't get the call as it misses high for ball number two. Gaz, 0-for-1 in the game. He walked his last time up back in the fourth inning. After drawing the walk, he stayed at first base, was not able to get off in the following three batters. 2-0 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. Now 2-1 the count. Prior to his walk, he flew out to right field back in the second inning. Lifted one out to the warning track, but just didn't get enough under it to send it out. Not too much wind here, but a little bit. 2-1 the count. It holds off on the swing as it misses outside for ball number three. 3-1 the count to Gaz. And he'd be fine with a walk in this spot. Of course, you'd love to get the single and the RBI to give the Rafters the lead, but really just trying to keep the inning alive. And the 3-1 count taken low for ball number four. And that's back-to-back plate appearances with a walk for Gaz. Second time on base. And it brings up Lachlan Maude with two on and two outs in the top of the fifth. Still a 2-2 ball game, and the Rafters getting Hiroto Kobayashi warmed up in the bullpen right now. Seems like maybe he'll be coming into the game as an offensive replacement for Hayden Carlson, as the first pitch to Lachlan Maude misses low for ball number one. Carlson was playing shortstop, and so you're likely going to see a ton of defensive changes for the Rafters, especially if Kobayashi's the one coming into the game. 1-0 count, misses again to bring it 2-0. The Rafters don't have a natural shortstop in the defensive lineup. Adam Ocko and Kareem Marusevic, both utility infielders. 2-0 the count is in there, called for a strike to bring it 2-1. And Royce Clayton Jr., who's in the outfield, he's played a little bit of the middle infield collegiately. Luke Skinner has played a little bit of third base as well. He was the starting third baseman for the Rafters for a while. Flare out towards right field, and that will get down for a hit for Maude. Here comes Beauchesne on the way home. The throw goes over to third, and the Rafters have taken the lead in the fifth inning. RBI single from Lachlan Maude, and that makes it a 3-2 game. Landon Gaz goes to second base, and Jake Beauchesne came home to score from second on Maude's RBI single. Brings up Harrison Garrett with two on and two out in the top of the fifth. A three-run inning for Wisconsin Rapids. And the pitch from Ono, a breaking ball that goes inside and hits Garrett for the second time this game. Hit by a pitch once again. And the bases are now loaded for the Rafters with two outs in the fifth inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting second baseman, Madden Ocko, with a chance to really put the Rafters on top here. The runner on third is Landon Gaz. On second, Lachlan Maude. And on first, Harrison Garrett. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch, a fastball that hits the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Ocko, the infielder from Fordham University, entered this game batting 298. He fouls the 0-1 count high and out of play to bring it 0-2. He is 0-for-2 in the game after grounding out in the fourth inning and popping out in the second. Has the bases loaded here and would love to get his first hit of the afternoon. 0-2 the count from Ono, and Ocko fouls it back into the netting and goes back into the field of play as Skinner was not able to pick it up in the on-deck circle. Still an 0-2 count. Skinner tosses it back out of play. New ball to Ono, and he'll look to retire Akko. The pitch coming home. That one misses inside and just away from Akko as he avoided getting hit by it. So a 1-2 count. Another pitch on the way from Ono. This is his 19th of the inning. 1-2 the count, ripped over into left, and that gets on through for a hit. Here comes one run, and they will stay loaded. It's a 4-2 Rafters lead, an RBI single from Madden Akko, and Wisconsin Rapids has batted around in the fifth inning. Luke Skinner back up to the plate for the second time this frame, and a four-run fifth will bring out a mound visit to check on Koshiro Ono. On Madden Akko's RBI single, Harrison Garrett goes to second, Lachlan Maud goes to third, and Landon Gaz came home to score. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting right fielder, he's looking for his first hit of the game. The Rafters, all of a sudden, just finding their flow here in the fifth. They had just one hit in the first four innings, and in this fifth inning alone, they've got four hits. So now Skinner back into the batter's box. Runners on every base and two away in the top of the fifth. 4-2 Rafters lead. Ono looking back to second. Now brings the first pitch high above the strike zone for ball number one to Skinner. 1-0 the count, and Skinner 0-2 on the game. Popped out his last time up back in the fifth inning. Struck out swinging in the third. 1-0 count on the way home. That one misses high as well. 2-0 the count, and Ono all of a sudden missing his spot a little bit here after that mound visit. He was not able to adjust. 2-0 the count. Skinner at the plate, takes the third pitch low, and now a 3-0 count. Skinner would be more than happy with a walk here. Of course, that's an RBI for him. He's got 10 RBIs on the season, two home runs. A left-handed hitter here, he's got some pop in that bat. I'm sure he'd love to swing, but he'll just watch it go down the middle for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Skinner has struck out once this game back in the third inning. But he's shown off the pop of the bat. Still looking for it since his return to injury. And, ooh, he was trying to do so on that one, but got under it on a breaking ball and pops it out of play. 3-2 the count. Still now a full count to Skinner. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up. 25th pitch of the inning for Koshiro Ono. He came in with one out. 3-2 the count, runners going, and Skinner swings and misses for strike number three, and that takes care of the Rafters in the fifth, but they do bat around. They score four runs on the four hits. There were no errors in that inning, and the Rafters left three on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and it is 4-2 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats: family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
The Raptors' offense was clicking in the top of the fifth inning. They saw 10 batters step up to the plate and scored four runs, some of them off of Mac Crowley and one off of Koshiro Ono as well. Tristan Crusenberry back out to work in the bottom of the fifth. He had thrown 76 pitches through the first four innings. His last three have all been shut out, and the first pitch missed for a ball. The second one in there called for a strike. 1-1 the count. J.P. Peltier leading off. Right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup, and the 1-1 count misses in the turf for ball number two, a 2-1 count. The Raptors had to make a defensive move as this one is hit high in the air towards right field, and that's the defensive move right there. Hiroto Kobayashi, I mentioned him coming into the game earlier. Well, he does check into right field and gets a ball hit his way, the first ball put into play. F9 in the books as Kobayashi takes care of him. He does come in for Hayden Carlson. It's a one-for-one swap. I thought we might get a bit of movement, but really, not seen all too much. Kobayashi comes in for Carlson and then takes over in right field. And in right field, Luke Skinner goes over to shortstop. So Luke Skinner playing shortstop for the first time this season. First pitch on the way to Colin Helms is in there for a strike, an 0-1 count. So Luke Skinner over there at the sixth spot, and a grounder towards first base goes foul, and now an 0-2 count. Helms is 1-for-1 on the game. He doubled back in the third inning, and he walked in the first. 0-2 the count, and Crusenberry looking to take care of Helms. The fastball misses high for ball number one, a 1-2 count. Crusenberry has allowed just two hits this game. However, both of those hits were for extra bases. 1-2 count, grounded foul once again towards first base. And still a 1-2 count. Helms about to see pitch number five of the plate appearance. And if Crusenberry is able to go efficiently enough through this fifth inning, there's a chance he's back out for the sixth, but has to really go quick here. 1-2 count, misses high and outside. That's ball number two, a 2-2 count. Crusenberry just threw his 85th pitch of the game. If he is under 90, chance he's back out for the sixth. But if he's over, there's about zero chance that he comes back out. 3-2 the count. Now to Colin Helms. I wouldn't say zero, because he has been working up that stamina throughout the entire season. Crusenberry certainly got it in him. But I would say still unlikely. 3-2 the count, misses in the turf, and that gets all the way to the backstop for ball number four. And after Crusenberry led the count 1-2, Helms is able to work it back and draw the walk. So runner on first base, with one out in the bottom of the fifth. And it brings up Joe Minella with one on and one out. Still a 4-2 Raptors lead, but the tying runner at the plate. And behind the dish, Harrison Garrett taking his time to get readjusted with his equipment. Now he's ready to go and makes the call to Crusenberry. Set on the mound. He looks to send it home to Joe Minella, and that pitch misses inside for ball number one, but Minella had to jump out of the way of that one. 1-0 the count. Minnella, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup with Helms over there on first, who's taking off for second, but it's fouled back by Minnella. 1-1 the count, and Helms will return to first. Helms did steal second base earlier in the game. You go back to the first inning. Took off for second base, and well, it wasn't necessary, as the next plate appearance was the home run from Minnella. But he's got some speed. 1-1 the count. Gets a swing and a miss. Or strike number two. Now 1-2. And Minnella from Wagner College. 6'2", 210. Designated hitter. 1-2 the count. We'll see if Helms tries to take off again. He won't there because there's a pickoff move from Krusenberry. Looking back over to first base. Says, you know what? Try and get you out without having to throw a pitch. But now ready to go, 1-2 the count. Krusenberry nods home, brings it, and this one is hit well out towards center field. Clayton is there at the warning track and slows down. He'll make the catch, throw it on back into second base and keep the runner on first. F8 for the second out of the fifth inning, and Krusenberry, with one more out, would be eligible for the save. And he's over looking at Ziggy and waving him back to the dugout. Absolutely electric. Ziggy was ready to walk out and take Krusenberry out of the game, but Krusenberry waves him down. Oh, man. Krusenberry wants this win. Trying to go through five innings. He's got two outs and a runner on first taking off. First pitch outside. Throw on down to second. It's a little high. Did they get the tag? No, not in time. Luke Skinner tried to apply the tag. It's his first time at shortstop, but a stolen base from Colin Helms. He's now into scoring position with a 1-0 count. Eli Selga, he's got two walks in the game and his two plate appearances. Got a runner in scoring position and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. 4-2 lead for the Rafters, and the 1-0 count is fouled back to bring it 1-1. The Rafters this season have just three wins from starting pitchers. Two of those from Seth Spencer, and the other one from Noah Marschke. Krusenberry did have a quality start, however, just over a week ago, and a breaking ball misses high here for ball number two. But despite the quality start, the only quality start of the season for the Rafters at that, Krusenberry was tagged for the loss in that game because there was another quality start on the other side. 2-1 the count, and this one is fouled back to bring it 2-2. I mean, that one was the definition of a pitcher's duel. Such a good pitching performance from both sides, but Krusenberry was just outclassed by the other team, and not too much that Krusenberry could do about it. Trying to get back on the right track here. He's got a chance at his first win as a starter this season. 2-2 the count. Pitch coming in, and that one misses low and away for ball number three. Full count here, and Krusenberry trying to go through five complete innings. Just needs to take care of Eli Selga. Nearing his pitch limit. Krusenberry up to 96 pitches. Pitch number 97 on the way home. Breaking ball misses low, and that is ball number four. And with that, Krusenberry's afternoon is over. Ziggy is going out to the mound and going to take him from the game. Call to the bullpen comes, and Krusenberry, oh so close to getting his first win as a starter, but not able to do so, falls just shy of it, and that means Justin Battle will come into the game for the Rafters. We will step aside, and when we come back, the new pitcher takes over for Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And as I mentioned, Justin Battle coming into the game. He's looking to lock it down for the Rafters, taking over for Tristan Krusenberry after another great appearance from him, but Battle will look to keep it as so. He's got a couple of inherited runners, one on first, one on second, but two away in the bottom of the fifth. It's a 4-2 Rafters lead. First pitch on the way to Bayania, misses below the zone in the dirt for ball number one, a 1-0 count. David Bayania, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Battle on the rubber. 1-0 the count. Battle looks back to second, now brings the pitch home and misses it outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Bayania, 6'200" from Central Arizona College. Still looking for his first hit on the game. He's 0-1. 2-0 the count coming home, and fastball is in there for a strike. Now 2-1 the count. Bayania flew out to center field his last time up in the third inning, but he walked back in the first. 2-1 the count coming home. Grounder over to short. There's Skinner. Flips it to second and got it the easy way for out number three. Fielder's choice takes care of the fifth inning, and Tristan Krusenberry able to go through 4 2/3 innings, allowing just the two runs. What a performance from him, and Justin Battle coming in and locking it down as well. So through the fifth inning, the Rafters leading it 4-2. In that fifth inning alone, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base. When we come back, sixth inning your way here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read on my poker face. Deep cuts, it's the way it goes when you're a part of it, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the game for Green Bay. It's Sam Brummond who takes over for Kosro Ono after Ohno ended up going two-thirds of an inning, allowing one run on two hits, one walk, and one hit by pitch. He had one strikeout and faced six total batters on 25 pitches. Mac Crowley finishing up his line, he went 4 1/3 innings, allowed three runs, all three were earned on three hits, four walks, six strikeouts. He also hit one batter, and he threw one wild pitch while facing 21 total batters on 78 pitches. Now Sam Brumund coming into the game. He will take on the leadoff hitter for the Rafters, Royce Clayton Jr. And a little bit of time is taken here as they try and get the bubbles off of the field. I don't really know what to call them. They're the inflatable balls over there on the side that you can jump inside and kind of knock around in, like bumper cars. They got him off the field eventually, and now we're ready to go. First pitch of the inning on the way to Royce Clayton Jr. Misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Brumund on the mound. First pitch on the way home was a ball, and the second pitch as well makes it a 2-0 count. And Clayton has reached all three times at the plate so far, looking to keep that rolling along against Sam Brumund. 2-0 count, grounded over towards third, picked up, spinning around, it drops out of the glove on the transition, and the throw it to first is not in time. And so that one ends up dropping, and Clayton able to make it over to first base safely. Brings up Kareem Arusevic with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. Well, hey, any way to get a runner on base you'll certainly take as the Rafters right now. You got a 4-2 lead, officially goes in the books as an E5 as expected. But hey, Clayton able to make it on for the fourth time. First pitch to Kareem Arusevic gets a strike to bring it 0-1. Clayton on first base. He's already stolen a bag this game. Takes off for first, now retreats. Fly ball out towards left field. Kind of into no man's land. Wynn pushing it back in, but the left fielder is under it as DiCorrado brings it back in for out number one. Brings up Jake Beauchesne with a runner on first and one out in the top of the sixth inning. Beauchesne, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Sam Brumund on the mound. And Brumund, looking at what he's been able to do this season, this is his fifth appearance for the Rockers. Pitched seven total innings entering this game and a 6.43 ERA. 1-0 count to Jake Beauchesne as the first pitch to him missed low for ball number one. Clayton on first base, he was leaning a little bit and got a pickoff attempt his way as Brumund makes a hop step off of the bag and throws it over to first. Beauchesne at the plate, he's 1-for-3 this game. 1-0 count, taken high, snap throw back to first is not nearly in time, but it does keep Clayton from getting any further off the bag. 2-0 the count to Beauchesne. Right-handed hitting left fielder singled back in the fifth inning his last time up. Prior to that, he struck out and he grounded out. Sends one down the left field line and it hooks foul just a bit on the line drive. So now a 2-1 count. Hiroto Kobayashi is on deck as he'll get his first plate appearance of the game after coming in for Hayden Carlson as a defensive replacement last inning. 2-1 the count as the pitch comes home and Beauchesne pops it up into foul territory in the right side towards the first base line. It is caught at first base by Aiden Cooney for out number two. Brings up Kobayashi with a runner on first and two away in the top of the sixth inning. Still a two-run Rafters lead and trying to keep moving along. The offense put up all four of their runs in the fifth inning. Big inning for them. Had a bunch of RBIs in the frame and now a pickoff move back to first base, but Clayton was back in plenty of time. Runner taking off, pitch misses for a ball, throw on down to second, gets on by into right center field. Now Clayton's taking off for third base, and it's still not picked up. Clayton maybe could have tried to take off for home, but decides to stick up at third base there on the error. So that's going to go as a stolen base and another error. As that goes in as an E2. To send him to third base. Runner on third with two away. A 1-0 count to Kobayashi. Pitch on the way. Nearly hits him in the head. And he has to duck out of the way for that one. 2-0 the count. And Kobayashi kind of smiles at that one as he walks back in. 2-0 the count. And